Thank you. the Don Lanfear Sextet, recorded back in 1989. The late tenor saxophonist Don Lanfear, joined by Jonathan Pugh on trumpet and Jeff Hay on trombone in the front line, backed by Mark Seals, piano, Chuck Deardorff, bass, and Dean Hodges on drums in the overture. And that included Joy to the World, Christmas Song to the World, mixing secular and sacred, and then this nice arrangement of Jingle Bells. From Year Round Christmas, Don Lanfear Sextet, opening our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. We're going to be playing a bunch of holiday music and some new releases here on today's show. So stick around for the next hour, and we'll play some music I think you'll enjoy. We have a new recording by Randy Porter Trio with guest vocalist Nancy King coming up. And we just received this recording and learned at the same time that it has become a Grammy nominee this year in the jazz vocal category for Nancy King's vocals on this. She sings on all but three of the nine songs. The album is called Porter Plays Porter, and it's Randy Porter playing music of Cole Porter with Nancy King doing the vocals. John Watala is on bass, Todd Strait on drums, Randy Porter at the piano, and you'll know this song.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, and the pure of you, the eyes and the nose and the mouth of you. I love the east, the west, north and the south of you. You know I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So please love a small percent of me, do, for I the heart and soul.
Thank you.
little music from Oregon on today's Jazz Northwest. We just heard from trumpet player Tony Glausy, who comes out of Eugene, and heard here with a Portland rhythm section, including George Colligan on piano, Tom Warling on bass, and Jason Palmer on drums, and the tune I'll Be Home for Christmas. That was Tony Glausy on trumpet. Nice sound. And I think Tony must be probably still in his 20s, judging from the photographs I've seen of him. And I know that he's not too long out of college. He won the 2017 International Trumpet Competition and first prize in the jazz division of the National Trumpet Competition in 2014. And he's got 5 albums out already. So he's a busy guy and really getting into the music, that's for sure. This is from his new recording, Christmas with Tony Glausy. Nice disc. And before that, from Portland, the new album Porter Plays Porter, Randy Porter playing music of Cole Porter, with the rhythm section of John Watala on bass and Todd Strait on drums, and singer Nancy King, who has been nominated for a Grammy this year in the jazz vocal category for this album, Porter Plays Porter, the Cole Porter tune, All of You. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the jazz scene around the area. Garfield High School Jazz Ensemble's playing a concert this afternoon at the Fry Art Museum. It's in progress now. Jazz Ed alumni, home for the holidays program at the Royal Room at 4:30 this afternoon. Danny Kolke Trio plays at the old North Bend Firehouse tonight at 6. And there's the Brian Nova Jam at Music Aquarium at 7:30 at the Triple Door, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's tonight. Monday, Andy Umdahl heads up a holiday jazz program at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band plays at Tula's on Tuesday night. Cade Voss Duo will be at Bakes Place in Bellevue. The Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band plays some trad jazz at Crossroads Center in Bellevue at 6:30 on Wednesday. I believe that's a free concert. Sonando will be at Tula's for their monthly gig on the third Thursday, this Thursday. And Mark Lewis and Michael Powers will be doing a holiday program at the Fremont Tavern. Norman Brown's Smooth Jazz Group is playing at Jazz Alley, doing holiday music Thursday through Sunday. Happy Hour with Phil Sparks at the Latona Friday night, starting at 5 and running till 7. And Saturday, Steve Messick's Holiday Jazz at Egan's, Rich Cole's Quartet at Tula's, and Clave Gringo at Osteria La Spiga. Some of the highlights in jazz going on this week. We were saddened to hear of the passing of pianist Billy Wallace, December 7th, in Denver, Colorado, where he's lived in recent years. He had a long career, principally in Chicago starting out, and he was on a recording with Clifford Brown and Max Roach, recorded at the Beehive in Chicago, I believe. Unfortunately, we don't have that recording, but Billy spent a good deal of time here in Seattle, and he was a regular member of Floyd Stanifer's New Orleans Quartet, and we'll hear some music from that next. This is a composition by Billy Wallace. And he also has some nice piano work in the middle of this. Floyd Stanifer's on trumpet to lead into the piece, and the other musicians here include Phil Sparks on bass, and Patty Patton is the drummer on this one. Clarence Acox, the regular drummer, lays out for this one tune. And this is a tune that was written by the late Billy Wallace. It's called Tamara. Billy Wallace at the piano with Floyd Stanifer Quartet at the New Orleans. That's Anton Schwartz playing all those tenor saxophones there at the end of that piece. That's from his album Holiday Time, which came out a few years ago, with Art Hirahara on piano, John Watala bass, and Tim Bulkley on drums. And we heard them doing the Leroy Anderson favorite, Sleigh Ride. Anton Schwartz. Before that, we were listening to the Floyd Standifer Quartet, recorded at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant. And that, a recording dating from the 90s, 1996. And along with Floyd Standifer on trumpet, we heard the late Billy Wallace at the piano in a tune he wrote called Tamara. Nice tune. And it was Phil Sparks on bass, and Patty Patton was on drums on this one, in place of the more regular drummer on that group, Clarence Acocks. The late Billy Wallace on piano, in his composition Tamara, recorded live at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest, and the sacred music of Duke Ellington coming up at the end of the month. Move to after Christmas this year. It's going to be December 30th and 31st in two different locations. The first performance on Saturday, December 30th, 7:30 p.m. at University Christian Church in Seattle, and a second performance the following night, New Year's Eve, December 31st, 7:30 p.m. at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Medina, also at 7:30. The music composed over a lifetime by Duke Ellington collected in three separate sacred concerts, the music from which has been combined by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, directed by Michael Brockman and Clarence Acocks, into a suite of music drawn from the all of the Ellington sacred music, and presented each year in the holiday season, usually between Christmas and New Year's. Here is music from a performance that we recorded of the orchestra at University Christian Church in December 2004, and it's the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, heard here with the Oregon Repertory Singers and vocal soloist Nicole Eskridge, who will be with the orchestra and chorus this year when their performances of the sacred music of Duke Ellington. This is a beautiful piece. It also features a beautiful alto solo in here by Michael Brockman on alto sax. This is Duke Ellington's setting, Heaven.
Heaven.
Nice, lightly swinging version of O Tannenbaum is played here by Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio from his album which came out last year for the first time called Linus and Juicy, a holiday album. O Tannenbaum was played by Jose Gonzalez at the piano with Michael Marcus on bass, Matt Jorgensen on drums. And speaking of Matt Jorgensen, he's going to be hosting a special Christmas Eve show that will be on December 24th. Following this program, I hope you'll be listening to that for some highlights from some great Jazz Northwest musicians playing holiday music on the 24th. Before Jose Gonzalez, we were listening to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and the Oregon Repertory Singers, conducted by Gil Seeley, and vocal soloist Nicole Eskridge, with Michael Brockman on alto sax and Jay Thomas on trumpet, the other instrumental soloist, in that concert recording of the sacred music of Duke Ellington, which is being presented again this year by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, December 30th at University Christian Church in the University District of Seattle and at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Medina. Sacred music of Duke Ellington with the SRJO. We'll conclude our program for today with some music from one of the Origin Records holiday collections. This one has Dave Peterson on piano, Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums, in a well-worn tune that goes all the way back to Henry VIII or something like that. Thank you. Saxophonist Hans Teuber, Dave Peterson at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums playing Greensleeves from Winter and Origin Records Holiday Collection. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. Happy holidays. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedral Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.